welcome. We're so thrilled to have you here.
Yes.
This is so wonderful. Well, Wayne, if you would like to start the show by introducing yourself however you would like.
Absolutely. So my name is Wayne Glass. I use he, him, his pronouns, and I am a residence hall director at McAllister College, which is a small private liberal arts college in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Woohoo! Are you from Minnesota? Because you are getting probably less snow than I'm getting right now in New York.
I'm not from Minnesota. It did snow on Sunday. It's not that bad anymore. It's kind of melted, still kind of lingering around, but not as much as you're getting with like 18 to 19 inches of like being stuck in the
Yeah,
frozen tundra.
it is awful.
It
It's
was
up
like
like to my
75
hips
here.
today.
It was 75 here on Thursday, and then it snowed on Saturday like a whole inch and a half, and then it like melted by like noon.
Oh, your life is so hard, Logan.
I know,
I
right?
know. Yeah,
So challenging. I went out to dig out my car because I have been in my apartment all day because everything is closed in this part of New York. And I was just really going crazy in my apartment. So I was like, oh, I'll just brush my car off. And I had to use it. First of all, I used a shovel to brush my car off. Secondly, when I took one step out of my apartment, it went up to my knee. And then my next step, I like sunk all the way to my hip. And I was like, well, this will be real fun. So
oh my
that's
gosh.
what's going on over here in Albany, New York. I love it.
Just get a boat and paddle.
I know. I don't even know if I'm going to go to work tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get my car out. So we'll
Can't
have
you
to
call up a
see.
team of like huskies and get a little sled and just kind of Iditarod it to work?
Yeah, that'll be a blast. I would love doing that, Logan. Thanks.
Isn't that what
Thanks
everyone
for the
does
help.
on whatever interstate it is you take? They just,
No,
you
we use
know,
our cars.
they just mush it up to work.
Yeah, you know. Luckily, my apartment allows pets because I have 12 huskies here ready to take me to
Well,
work
why
tomorrow.
can't you just use KC? 'Cause, you know, she could use the exercise.
I don't think my cat can pull me anywhere, and I don't think she'd want to go outside.
She has enough
So,
trouble pulling herself around, I
yeah,
guess.
she can't really. She's a little hefty. She loses a little bit. But she.
I just know this from pictures. She's like a potato.
More to love.
That's
There's
what Jackie.
exactly.
Love.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you. Are you allowed to have pets in the res halls?
I am, yeah. I can basically have anything except for a dinosaur.
Wow.
Yeah, so like
That's
it's cool.
awesome.
I mean, like it has to be under 20 pounds. So like I guess I could have like a really light dinosaur.
Can you have
Yes.
birds?
Yeah, I could have a bird, a
Birds are
dog, a cat.
technically dinosaurs.
Oh, you're right.
There you
Yeah.
go. So now you can have a dinosaur.
Yep.
I would love, I've always wanted a dinosaur, but I can't have an animal. I find that I'm home enough to where I can sleep, but I'm not necessarily home enough to where I can take care of an animal.
Yep.
But I really want a dog. Like I just want to like cover my body in poodles. Like swim in an ocean of poodles. I'm allergic to dogs that shed.
Oh,
So
bummer.
yeah, any type of oodle or poodle, I'm in it to win it. I will gladly get a poodle, but
Yeah.
that my long-winded response to yes, I can get an animal, but I do not have one.
My follow-up was going to be, do you have one anyway? So I'm glad
I
that you
know.
It is hard. I mean, I was hesitant even, to get a cat because, like you said, like if you're not home a lot, you're just being a bad pet parent at that point. And so it's like, what do I do? So if I had a dog, I would not be home enough to take care of a dog, which is why I have my Casey cat. But it's tough. But that's really neat that you guys are allowed pets.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm really grateful for that because I recognize that some institutions don't have pet policies. So yeah, one of my colleagues has a dog and I'm in love with her dog. But there are five hall directors and we don't only one of us has a dog.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
I think
Is that
that
a relatively new policy for you guys? Sorry, let me.
I don't think so. It's probably been around for over 10 years. But I could be wrong because a colleague before me, my predecessor, she had a dog, and this is her, I think, fourth year working at McAllister. So I want to say it's probably been like within the past like maybe 5 to 10 years. I'm not sure the exact timeline.
So our pet policy is essentially you can have any animal you want as long as it fits in an aquarium and can breathe water.
Oh.
I mean, that's better than no pet policy. You
That's true.
can get a catfish.
There you go.
They
Or a
also have dog
turtle.
or dog. Yeah, and you can name it dog.
There you go. Dog the catfish. It would be adorable. So how's life up in Minnesota? Anything cool going on your campus? Are you guys in spring break? We are in spring break.
We are winter break part two.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, is it really spring break when it's like -6 degrees?
Yeah, I think like I woke up this morning to like go work out and I'm like, oh, all right, -3 degrees outside.
Yeah, sounds real fun.
Yeah, so I'm like, ooh, high of 21. All right, got on my shorts.
Yep.
Yeah, no, Minnesota's great. I love Minnesota. I live in the Twin Cities, so where most of Minnesotans
Yeah.
live. And I've never lived in a big city before, so it's really cool to have access to so many things that I don't utilize very often. But knowing that it's there is great. When I first moved here, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do all the things. And then I did all the things. And then now I'm like, I just want to watch Netflix and sit on my couch.
I'm done doing things. Yay, that was fun.
That was a fun 3 months.
That was exciting. I do
Yeah.
think. So where are you from if you're not from Minnesota?
Yeah, so I was born in Washington State. My dad was stationed there. He was in the military. When I was 4, we moved to Alabama, and I lived there for 8 years. And my parents got divorced while we were in Alabama. My mom and I moved to Florida, and I lived in Florida for 10 years in Central Florida, and then in the Panhandle. And then when I finished undergrad, I moved to Texas, and I was there for a hot minute. And then from Texas, I moved to Iowa to do grad school. And then from grad school, I moved to Minnesota. And I also had a brief spat in Maine where I did an internship for a couple months.
Wow, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
How many
trying
total states have you been to, like lived in, I guess? Do you know?
Six. Yeah, I'm like
There's
Carmen
five more
Sandiego.
than
You
that.
gotta find me. You know, you never.
Yeah. But that's so fun. Do you enjoy kind of being saying that being around? Like, you probably have like friend groups and maybe some family sprinkled all over the country.
Yeah, it's cool. A lot of it, most of my, actually, no, about half of the moving was before I was old enough to make decisions. And
Oh,
then
that's a good point.
the other half was like out of my own choice. I'm like, all right, I'm going to drive from here to there to here, so on and so forth. But yeah, I've liked moving. I have found that I don't want to move anytime soon. Like, people will be like, Wayne, come here, do this, move here. I'm like, no, like, I just got here. I don't
Yep.
want to, I don't, you move, you can move here. I don't want to move anywhere.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've found pieces of different parts of where I've lived. Like, this is great. I really appreciated this experience that I had and the people that I met. And I still interact with a lot of people from all over the place. But I have found that I don't want to live in any of those places that I've lived before. Maybe Washington. I was so young when I left, so I really don't remember any of it. But I really genuinely like living in the Twin Cities. Like, the quality of life is great. You know, it's nice for like 4 months out of the year, but it's worth it. It's like, yes, I live for sunshine and vitamin D.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
From
does it
everything
ever
that I've ever
even
seen
get
on House
snow?
Hunters, it's a wonderful city.
Yeah, it's great. I was like, oh, I'm gonna move to California or Oregon or Washington or anywhere in the Northeast, and I moved 3 hours north. So, yeah, I mean, ultimately, I envision I could move somewhere else later on in life, but I'm happy here. It's great. If you ever want to come to the Twin Cities, there's a lot to do, even in the winter. Just wear 18 layers of clothes, and have a lot of hope.
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe I'll come in like, July when it's really, really hot here, and maybe it's like 40 by
Yeah,
you.
actually, funny tangent. When I lived in Maine, it was July 11th, and I wore a sweater.
No way.
I'm
Not
not surprised.
okay,
It's
40.
practically Canada.
Yeah, literally, like I could
That's
see Canada.
crazy. From your back.
From your backyard.
Yeah. unlike Russia. But yeah, no, it was like, what is this? Why am I freezing in July? But yes, it's actually pretty nice. It gets hot here. Like, hot for Minnesotans is like 80. Hot for me is like 110.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you're from Florida, hot is like incredible. That's why I couldn't live there. I like to visit and vacation, but I can't do like extreme heat and humidity. My hair does not appreciate that. So I do not enjoy Florida in the summer.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, when you're sweating, just existing, that's a
problem. Yeah. Like, if I'm inside and sweating, that's no. Not
nope. Well, I do have one bit of news.
What?
Simon pooped in the potty again.
Oh, we're going to do this just every now. Podcast. That's really exciting.
Hey, it's big.
Every episode. We're going
to
do
it. Wait, I need to know more. Who is this person?
Simon is Logan's child. Okay. Not anyone that we've like had on the show, and this has been announced. Now this is the second time we've announced it on our podcast. Every time Simon uses the bathroom, we apparently announce it on the podcast. So yay, well,
he's
Simon.
Learning this. Embarrassing, this has been frustrating.
Your child one episode at a time. You're a great dad.
He doesn't listen to podcasts.
Well, when he's older.
Look, when you become a parent one day, or a pet parent, or whatever, the time that your offspring, animal, friend, kid, whatever, does what they're supposed to do after never doing it, it's like cause for celebration.
I'm very happy for you and for him. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So excited.
Okay, continue
personal
on.
Personal growth. Look at that.
There you go. Good spin.
It's his own professional development. Come on.
Yeah, that's like personal. Important. Personal development.
I would go personal. I will agree with personal. I mean, but one could, I guess, argue professional because you don't want to take that to the office. You really don't.
I mean, you know what? Live your truth.
Fight the man. Who says?
Working in Res Life, I have so many stories, but I'm not going to even.
I was going to say, you've probably got a ton of related stories. To Logan's child going to the bathroom.
Oh my gracious! Absolutely, but congratulations.
So I assume you were an RA in college.
Yeah, I was. I was like a middle of the year hire for people who, you know, were taking like a leave of absence from college, or were not wanting to be RAs anymore, or a combination of all of the things. So I was hired on like the second semester of my sophomore year, and then I would do it basically like spring semester for a couple of times, and I did summer a couple of times, but I think it totaled up to be like I was a RA for like 2 years. So, but yes, to answer your question, yes, I was an RA.
That's cool. And that's kind of what I know. I was an RA as well in undergrad, and a lot of my RA friends were like, this is awesome, and that's what led them into their student affairs life, and now actually many of them are in either residence life or like leadership activities. So I assume that is how you got to where you are.
Yeah, it was definitely a huge contributing factor. I was a NASPA undergraduate fellow throughout my undergrad. And my mentor was is the associate director of residential life in my undergrad. And I just, it was great. I wanted to do all the things student affairs. Like my second semester of sophomore year, I was like, I want to major in higher education. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, it didn't exist in my institution, but yeah, definitely my involvement contributed to me wanting to go into this field.
Yeah, I think that's how many people get into higher education, is like their own like undergraduate experience and how it shaped them, and then they're like, this is really cool. I remember when I realized that like working, like I had a moment of like, oh right, working at a college is also a job. Like I could do that. And that's kind of what got me to look at jobs exclusively at colleges, which is a lot of fun. But of course, moving around, and you always kind of have somewhere to go because there's colleges all over the country, which is really nice.
You have like a reason to move places.
Yeah. I can go down to Florida and hate myself for a while if I really want to.
Hopefully not. I would never advocate for self-hate, but
not in Florida. I don't know how people do it, but good for you for living there.
There's a reason why. There's a reason why there are a lot of articles that start out with Florida man or Florida woman, and then ends with does something crazy.
But it's so hot.
It's, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Straight. Floridians are really interesting. Not to paint a broad stroke, because different parts of Florida are, it's like Texas, different parts of Texas.
Yeah. Well, Florida's a huge state.
It is 12 hours from top to bottom. If you're driving, yeah.
And so now was going to be my tangent, or my whatever the word I'm looking for is.
Pivot?
Segue. The word is segue. Now you're presenting at ACPA.
I am.
That's so exciting. Yeah. Is this your first time presenting?
It is. In this capacity, like being on a stage, yes.
Wow, that's so exciting. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Would you like to give us the lowdown on your presentation?
Absolutely. So I'm doing a pachacacha, or PK. It's also pronounced by people like pechacucha, but I've always ever heard it as pachacacha. Yeah, so it's about a 6-minute presentation. There are 20 seconds per slide using PowerPoint, and it automatically rotates, and it's great. Typically, visuals are utilized, maybe numbers, a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my topic is titled, like, How CrossFit Saved My Life. And like a brief synopsis is that it focuses on gender expression, gender norms, sexual orientation, fitness, mental health, and how those are interwoven into like how they've shaped me as a person and impacted me positively and less than positively, and how I've kind of moved through this system that is like, okay, like I'm a very effeminate gay man. Like, can I do this? Am I allowed to do this? I don't see people like me doing these things, but yeah, it's really cool. It's going to be funny and serious and funny and serious again. So,
all in 6 minutes.
Yeah. Like, it's good. I crack some jokes. I make fun of myself. Like, it's great. I think that, you know, life is too short to take things too seriously all the time. I mean, obviously there's a time and place for seriousness, mm-hmm. but, I think that for me personally, that I need, the humor is very important in how I live my life. I'm a very quirky, like, awkward, oddball human being, and I embrace it. So I want to incorporate that in my presentation to the best of my abilities.
And I did see, and our listeners don't know this, but when you logged in today, I saw that you were wearing a rainbow CrossFit shirt. Will you be wearing it for the presentation?
I actually have been thinking about that. Maybe.
I mean, it's like the most fitting shirt that you could possibly pick, right?
Yeah. What's really cool is that I reached out to CrossFit a couple months ago, and I'm like, hey, like, the shirt is sold out in my size. Like, when are you getting more? They're like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. Here's a discount code and free shipping. So I was like, all right. I probably will wear this one. I would want to buy a new one. I also work out in this one too. Like, it doesn't smell bad. It smells like fresh linens. But I've been thinking about that. I've also been like planning on like my entrance, like how I want to walk onto the stage. And I've been practicing handstand walks, like walking on my hands. I don't know if I'll be like the greatest at it to where I can seamlessly like walk on stage on my hands and then like have this lovely presentation. So I'm still trying to figure out if that's possible or not, but I will most likely be wearing the rainbow CrossFit shirt.
That's really exciting. I think either the handstand walk or alternatively, you just carry a lot of like heavy items
and put them down.
Yeah. Or can you do like you walk on, but you do the whole presentation while doing like clapping push-ups or something?
I mean, I could just do burpees for 6 minutes.
Oh my God. Can you? Cause that's, I mean, like, that sounds like torture.
That's awful. I would never advocate for that ever. No. Yeah, I don't know. I like want it to be funny, but I don't want like my obnoxiousness to take away from what I'm saying.
That's a good point. I would honestly be pretty distracted by the fact that you were doing burpees. Like 3 minutes in, I'd be like, wow, this guy is pretty legit. He's still doing burpees. And I would totally like lose what you were saying.
So I'm trying to have a conversation like while breathing. Yeah, no. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm really excited. I'm like in the middle ish, like closer to the end. So I'm hoping that folks will still be engaged and ready to turn the party.
I think if you're going for like funny and fun, because I've a lot of the PKs that I've seen like lean on the side of more serious because they're trying to get everything in quickly. Yeah. And the visual, like, just the juxtaposition of, like, only visuals behind you, like, somehow automatically makes it more serious. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just watching all the wrong PKs, but a lot of them, to me, have been more, like, either neutral or serious. So I think if you bring some lightheartedness, you'll get the crowd back. And if you walk in on your hands, like, come on.
They'll be like, oh, my God, auto win. This person?
Auto win. Auto win.
They'd be like, oh, for swing glass.
Hey, at the very least, it's over fast.
Right?
That's true. It goes too quickly.
But
Have you looked at the ACPA schedule? Are you excited specifically for anything other than your presentation?
Yeah. So I guess as a side note, I also sit on the planning committee for convention. So okay. I've actually read almost every single abstract for every single program presentation. So yeah.
So you know, like, the insider scoop. You can give us the lowdown.
This is like months ago, but like, I'm really excited. Like I sit on the Equity Inclusion Advisory Board, and we were reading like for content and like different types of wording and how it's phrased and providing feedback to the presenters and so on and so forth. So like the ones that I've read, like I said, almost all of them, and there, I think like 500 and something I read. But it was really cool to like look at such a diverse array of topics of interest. There's a significant influx of social justice centric related presentations, which like it's very timely. There's a lot of uneasiness in our world and in our nation, and a lot of injustices are happening. So I'm like, yes, all right, let's talk about these things that are really important, that are not only impacting like our institutions, but like they're impacting like how we live and breathe on a day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm super excited to like go to these sessions, be a part of these sessions. And some of the folks, I'm like, when I'm reading them, I'm like, oh, I know who wrote this. And now like I actually get to see like who actually is the presenter, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see them. So I'm a huge advocate for like go to as many sessions as you can, but like don't like back to back to back, because then it's just information overload and providing time and space for all of the other things that are going on.
Yeah, you get like the conference hangover like a day or a day and a half in, you know, like you have all these things that you want to like bring back and start implementing, and you then get like you don't know where to start. It's crazy.
Yeah, right.
It's so much fun, but it's so crazy.
It's overwhelming. And then like I never want this for anyone, but like people don't sleep during convention because they want to do all the things, and then they're like they come back to their institutions sick, and then they have to miss work. So I got sick during my first convention, like never again. I'm like, I'm gonna go to bed as early as I'm able.
I try to take a good 2 days after to just let it just get out of my system.
Yeah
absolutely, because like you're on adrenaline high.
Oh my god, yeah. And you're like meeting all these people. I've started a new system which has been working pretty well when I go to these big conferences, that every presentation when I'm taking notes at the end of it, I'll write like one takeaway or like one thing that I want to implement, so that I don't come back like super overwhelmed. So I can go to just like my little summary that I made for myself of like, okay, what's this one thing I wanted to do? Or like, what's this one thing I brought back? And it feels much less overwhelming and like more organized, but it's still a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it is. And like what you, it's like take some, leave some, pass some. Like taking what is important to you, leaving what's not, and then passing along what you think is going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's you guys have probably done it where you go to a session, you're like, darn, I wish like this person from my institution was here to hear this. So.
Right? Like people who need to hear it.
Yeah, it's like, darn it. So. Too fun. Well, congratulations on being on the planning committee and presenting, because that'll be quite a ride, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm really grateful. Like, I really find value in this organization and like what it stands for, and like convention as an experience. And I found that people have provided me an awesome experience, and I want to continue to recreate that for others.
Fun. How big is your committee? Do you have a lot of folks?
Oh geez, how many are there of us? I know there's like a whole bunch of people on like the entire convention planning team. But the Equity Inclusion Advisory Board, I think, is, oh gosh, is it 8 or 9? Maybe between 7 and 9 people. I don't know the exact number, but I also, I sit like as like with the E&I team, I sit on as a liaison with the programming, like the program team. So like the people who do all the different types of programs and sessions and what have you. And I think there are 13 of them. I'm like eyeballing these numbers. I've never actually counted. I've kind of just like shown up, participated and interacted, but I've never like thought about it numerically, but there's a good chunk of people that, you know, we start planning. I'm already planning for 2018 now.
Wow.
We have a conference call this week. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. So it starts about a year in advance.
Are you on the same committee or have you switched to a different one?
Yeah, I'm on the same committee. The equity. Yeah, so I wanted to continue on with equity inclusion. I think that it's important work, and I've learned a lot. Hopefully I've been helpful in some type of way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it'll be in Houston, Texas next year, and we'll have our first meeting with that team. I want to say if it's not this Friday, then it's going to be next Monday. Okay. So. Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, 2018. It's like March of 2017, and we're talking about March of 2018.
That's how it goes.
It's hard to plan a conference for the year, for a following year, and you haven't even had this year's conference yet.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God. Where are you going this year? I didn't even ask.
It's in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
That is definitely the other city that starts with a C in Ohio.
Yeah, that's true.
I always mix them up. Well, no, and then there's Cleveland. So Cleveland's it's like one Daddy. Of three. Lots of C's in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Columbus, Georgia. So
I didn't know that.
Really?
Right? Isn't there a Columbus, Georgia?
Yeah, there is a Columbus, Georgia, yeah.
I would believe you.
Okay.
So many cities named after a guy who really didn't do anything.
Sailed the ocean blue.
And spread smallpox and
kill people.
You know, it's a holiday thing.
And you didn't even really discover it.
It's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. That'll be a lot of fun. Have you been to Ohio in all of your travels? I don't think you have, right?
Yeah, I've been to Kent, Ohio. That's my extent of Ohio travels.
Got it.
Kent is an interesting place. I have a friend that lives there.
Yeah, it's lots of history. Like Kent State, like the Kent State Massacre from like 1970 something. Fascinating. Not fascinating. Awful, terrible, but really interesting place.
It can be fascinating and horrible.
It can be.
Yeah.
Fascinating is not always a good thing.
Just like interesting. Like I have found that living in the Midwest, the word interesting is a very passive aggressive term. I'm like, you don't mean interesting. You mean insert other word here. So
I tend to go with the Spock definition of fascinating, where if something is generally like I want to read more about that, it's fascinating.
Yeah, I like that.
But fascinating could definitely also be passive.
It could, if you're that kind of person.
I guess with the right tone. Oh, I sadly am that kind of person, I guess.
You're so cynical, Jackie.
I know, it's a problem. I try. I really do. I really do.
Like, I was going to go somewhere and I'm not going to go there.
Oh, you can, you know, go for it. Why not?
We'll go there after the show.
okay.
Oh, dear.
Speaking of after the show, I think we're done.
Oh, dear.
We have reached our time.
Thank you,
Wayne.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
For being on
the show. This is great. I feel like we know each other. Let's hang out, grab coffee.
We'll hang out for sure. We hang out with all of our guests on the regs, so this will be great. We'll meet up.
We actually do.
I love it.
but head down to higherED.social, get some links to the things we talked about today. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. If you like the show, we like reviews. Reviews are good. We'd love to have another one.
Yes.
Yes, because that gets us higher in the list of 10,000 podcasts. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast. Send us a tweet. We love hearing from you. We got some tweets last week, which was cool. That made me happy. People were wondering when the show's going to come out. That's going to be good. If you want to be on the show, you can always say, hey, I want to be on the show on Twitter. And you will likely be on the show. So we're not trying to scare you out of it. We just really want you to be on the show. So thanks again, Wayne.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been an honor and a privilege.
And everyone have a great week.